Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to take a look at phenology today, study of the cycles and patterns of nature with our guest, Stan Temple. Back with us once again, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology. And he'll be visiting with us for quite a bit here about a new phenology calendar. And we'll talk with him just about the whole business of phenology. So I'm looking forward to that. Always look forward to talking with Michelle Johnson. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Larry.
She is with me to help me tell you about listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Remind you that this is your radio station, and also remind you that it's your chance to make sure we get a good start to 2018. So you make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you pledge at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552. And Michelle, we're doing pretty well.
We're doing pretty well, and we thank you. Last hour, we heard from 44 donors. So thanks to everyone who gave in that last hour. But we march onward, and this hour, we have a goal of 30 pledges. Now, these goals are, they're not arbitrary. They're really important because they help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And in case you haven't already heard it, 2017 marks 100 years of broadcasting for WPR. Year-end membership drive is a great time to celebrate that with us. So I hope you'll support the programs that make your day with your centennial gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, a large slice of WPR's budget pie. In fact, the biggest slice is listener support. And so while all of our funding sources from state and federal government and businesses are important, of course, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is thanks to listener support. So give now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And if you ask a WPR member why they give, I'm sure they're going to tell you it feels better to listen to WPR. When you do give, it feels good to know you're part of making something special happen.
It does. So make your first ever gift of, let's say, $10 or $20 a month and enjoy the excitement and the satisfaction of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. It all starts with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This season of giving, let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to people in need throughout Wisconsin. Pledge $10 or $20 a month to support your favorite radio programs and help feed those facing hunger in your area. Do two good things with your gift to WPR right now when you choose one of the food bank gifts at WPR.org.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And maybe your pledge is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
We do. And giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time right now and a gift of any amount, say $10 or $20 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. So now's a good time. Show your support at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
We are working on a goal of 30 pledges this hour before noon today, and we can do it with your help and your call right now. This year-end membership drive is the last pledge drive of our centennial year. So your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs that you rely on and some programs we probably haven't even thought of yet.
And, you know, one of the kind of cool things that I think we're doing this year, giving you a chance to do two good things at once. If you choose one of the food bank gifts, you give $10 or $20 a month, you will provide meals for those in need in your area. That money will go to your area. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, I love that. I love the idea that WPR is partnering with the food banks this year, and really appreciate the generosity of our listeners and our members. We hope that that appeals to you as well. It gives you a chance to extend your gift to WPR. Call us right now, 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org and make a pledge.
Make a pledge right now. Well, tell you what. Right now, we're also going to talk with Stan Temple. Great to have Stan back. He comes by at least once a year to talk with us about a variety of things. And today, it's phenology. We'll talk about Wisconsin's wildlife cycles and patterns and this great new phenology calendar that's come out of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. I hope you'll join in with your own questions or maybe your experiences with phenology. You can call us at 800-642-1234, email us at ideas@wpr.org, or post on our Facebook page. Stan Temple, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back and to be talking about phenology, and your listeners always do have lots of really cool observations.
Yeah, I think so, too. For those who may not, how do you define phenology?
It's simply the study of seasonal events.
Yeah.
We all know that nature has cycles, and those who keep track of those cycles are practicing the science of phenology.
And some of the examples, I guess the seasons would be an example, but there are other things as well, certainly.
Well, I think for millennia, people have been aware of the timing of the blooming of plants, the migration of birds, when bodies of water freeze and thaw. So it's part of our human culture, really, to keep track of nature because, well, obviously, we are part of nature, and we should keep track of the things that are happening around us. Even in your backyard in the city, people can't help but be aware of the changing seasons.
Mm-hmm. I certainly agree with you on that. And there are some practical aspects to this as well, I think.
Well, especially now that we're experiencing a changing climate, phenology is one of the ways that scientists are sort of documenting how plants and animals are coping or not coping with the very sudden and abrupt changes that are happening in our climate. So it's not just the seasonal changes. Phenology also keeps track of the longer-term historical changes in our climate.
And I think that there's a quite a nice connection, and I hope you'll talk about this a little bit, between phenology and Aldo Leopold.
Well, it is a very long tradition. Aldo Leopold was exposed to phenology when he was a boy growing up in Burlington, Iowa. He was part of a movement at that time called the Nature Study Movement that encouraged children to get outdoors and record their observations of nature. And Aldo Leopold caught the phenology bug very early. By age 8, he was keeping a daily journal in which he noted the events that were happening in his surroundings. And he quite literally kept phenological journals until the day he died in 1948. His last written words were actually an entry into his pocket notebook of a phenological event, a budding of the lilac tree that his wife Estella had planted in front of the shack.
Oh, man. Do we still have those? Are those... diaries, logs still of it, present with us?
Very fortunately, we do. They've been archived. The University of Wisconsin Archives and the Aldo Leopold Foundation have digitized all of Leopold's papers. And we have used them repeatedly, not only as very interesting windows into Aldo Leopold's life, but as a source of scientific data that we can use to track historical changes in phenology. We've been able to use his data and his daughter's data, Nina Leopold Bradley, who continued the family tradition, to track how plants and animals here in south central Wisconsin are adapting or not adapting to climate change.
Yeah. As we think about that, and I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot here or not, but changes in that time period, have you looked at, or has the foundation looked at what's happened climate-wise phenology-wise, let's say?
Absolutely, Larry. And I've published several papers on it and written several more popular essays about what we can learn from the Leopold records. And, you know, the keeping of those records for Aldo Leopold was fun. And he once described it as a way of sort of reliving the pleasures of being in the out-of-doors. But he also realized that retrospectively, you could go back to those observations and try to make some sense out of them. And that's what we've been able to do, largely because all of his records were so meticulously maintained. So absolutely, not only am I making use of these records, but others are as well.
Stan Temple, our guest today, as we talk with him about Aldo Leopold and the foundation and phenology. It's a really cool topic for me, and I hope it is for you as well. Questions, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org, or maybe you're a phenology type too and keep records. It'd be fun to hear what your experience has been as well at 800-642-1234. 1234. What non-biological factors do affect phenology?
Well, the one that most people focus on today is temperature, and that obviously is a very important factor. But there are other cycles, physical cycles in nature, that are also important. Something that is very important for both plants and animals is day length. Photoperiod. And we often see an interaction of various physical features of the environment. So, for example, many plants and animals use day length as a primer for some seasonal event. It primes birds to want to migrate. It primes plants to want to bloom. But then it becomes something like a temperature event that actually triggers the event to happen. So right now, for example, we have lots of birds that have stayed in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They're ready to migrate, but they're not going to leave until winter really sets in. For example, right now, behind Aldo Leopold Shack, there are about 10,000 sandhill cranes that are staging for migration, and they just haven't gotten the sort of kick that sets them off. That will be really the water freezing and the corn that they're feeding on in the fields getting covered with snow. But we lead tours of the phenomenon of seeing these thousands of cranes right behind Aldo Leopold Shack. And we've had almost a sellout this year of people interested in this phenomenon. I think we have a few openings actually for one of the last opportunities this Friday.
Oh, how do people get signed up for that?
If you go to the Aldo Leopold Foundation's website, which is very easily remembered, it's aldoleopold.org, you could sign up to see one of the real biological phenomena of Wisconsin. And it is a phenological event that we know from the past records, exactly the circumstances that lead to sandhill cranes, as well as many other migratory birds, deciding to finally abandon us for warmer places.
Well, I tell you what, it's been pretty warm here, but it's now cold. And I guess if it was me, I'd be ready to get out of here.
And you raise a point, Larry, about, you know, the difference between climate and weather.
Yeah.
In climate, we're talking about sort of long-term patterns, things that happen over months or years of time. Weather is what's happening to us today or the last couple of days. So often it's a weather event that triggers a seasonal event to happen. The freezing of the lakes here in Madison, for example, follows sharply on the heels of a dramatic cold snap.
We are talking with Stan Temple today, Professor Emeritus of the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology. He's also a senior fellow with the Aldo Leopold Foundation. It's always fun to have him come by to talk with us, and he'll be continuing with us. Michelle Johnson joins me again to talk about listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our year-end membership drive. If you've been putting off donating to WPR in 2017, no better time than right now. And if you haven't, if you have given, or maybe you're a sustainer, make a special year-end gift, you can do that as well. Just takes a few minutes. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Michelle, we've started here. We're not...
We are on our way. We are on our way. There is plenty of room for you right now, though. We are looking for 30 pledges in the next hour. That is not an arbitrary goal. It helps us stay on track to meet our overall goal in this year-end fundraising campaign for WPR. 30 pledges in the next 40 minutes or so. We can do that with your help right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your contribution really does make a difference.
And when it comes to the Ideas Network, the expression, talk is cheap, doesn't hold true. First of all, the Ideas Network, with it, you get high-quality conversations, I think.
I do, too. And second, you know what? These conversations aren't free. It takes a lot of resources to get all of these conversations on the air to you. And it's something that we love doing.
And kind of that's where you come in. You enjoy this high-quality talk. You support it when you make your contribution at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
It's the season of giving now, and you can do two good things when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio today. Your donation will support the programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you rely on each day. And you can also ask for one of the food bank gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month, your contribution.
And these thank you gifts provide meals to those who face hunger in your specific area through regional food banks. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
This is Ira Glass, host of This American Life, here to say happy centennial, Wisconsin Public Radio. It's hard for any nonprofit to stay alive and stay going and keep to a mission and keep relevant. And to have done this for 100 years, it's just an amazing achievement. Congratulations, WPR.
Join our centennial celebration. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson. Listener support, the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this membership drive is so important. And I don't know, maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's certainly the right amount.
There's strength in numbers. The strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from several different sources. And the single largest piece of the budget is member support, including more than 800 members of our 9XM Leadership Circle.
That's an amazing number. 9XM members support WPR with gifts of $100 a month or more, and you can join the 9XM Leadership Circle now. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
The easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. That means that your monthly gift automatically renews each year, whether that's $10 a month or $100 a month or any amount that you choose. So get started now. It'll feel great, I promise, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have 25 more pledges to go and about 35 minutes to get them. We can do that. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. That gift gives us a strong start, not only to 2018, but hey, you know what? For the next 100 years, Michelle.
That's right. And it's the season of giving, so support the radio you love and do something extra. Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You will make a difference for WPR and for those who are facing hunger where you live.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you very much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR, maybe by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Taking a look at phenology today with Stan Temple, Professor Emeritus of the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at the UW-Madison, Senior Fellow with the Aldo Leopold Foundation. And Stan, we have a caller. And by the way, you can join in too at 800-642-1234. Rich in Wanakee up now. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hello there. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Topic interesting. I never really think about it much. But anyway, I had my wife and I were talking about something. When we first moved into our home, we had and I hope this has something to do with the nature cycles, but we had a flock of blackbirds, grackles, that would, and we live in a very regular neighborhood, residential neighborhood, normal sized lots and all that, not like out in the country or anything. And this flock of grackles would fly over our driveway, literally year after year after year, and it was quite off-putting with what they would leave behind on our driveway and on our vehicles. And over the last 2 years, it has stopped. They have not. There has been no presence. I mean, it got so bad for one of my neighbors. He like put up like fishing line and things to deter them, but I wasn't a proponent of that idea just because you could hurt them or whatever. But anyway, I was just curious if that has to do with what you guys are talking about and the cycles of nature and things, and I'm going to hang up and listen, and I really enjoyed this program.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
Well, you're lucky, Rich, that at least that cycle of nature only exposed you to the excrement during the seasons of the year when grackles are common in Wisconsin. They do migrate, for the most part, during the winter, so you get a little bit of reprieve. But I think the long-term pattern that you're after has to do with where in your neighborhood the birds were choosing to roost. And often the site that birds use to roost at night is sort of traditional. So it'll be used for year after year after year, and then something changes, and they'll
maybe
move to a different...
Maybe a tree dies or something.
A tree dies, or, you know, the people in that house have a cat that was harassing them or something. But in any event, I suspect they've just shifted, and it's one of your other neighbors that are now experiencing the downside of having grackles as neighbors.
Good question. Thank you so much. You know, I have not... Well, I've sort of mentioned in passing your phenology calendar, and I love this calendar. Every year, one is up in my office, and my students, when they come in to talk with me, many of them remark on the wonderful photos in there. But there's a lot of good information in this calendar. Talk about the calendar.
Well, this is a project that the Leopold Foundation and often in collaboration with partners have been doing for over a decade now. And it is attractive. It has lots of beautiful photographs of plants and animals of Wisconsin. But more than that, it is a calendar that helps you keep track of nature. It relies on those historical data that we have from Aldo Leopold and current data that's coming from various citizen science projects around Wisconsin to alert you, I guess would be the way to describe it, to when you can expect certain events to happen. So if you have a particular flower that you look forward to in the spring, a peek at the phenology calendar will give you a heads up to be on the lookout for it in the coming week. If you're particularly fond of a certain bird, maybe it's the hummingbirds coming back to your hummingbird feeder and you want to know when to put that feeder out. The phenology calendar will tell you when they're due to arrive. So it's not only an attractive calendar, it's also a very informative calendar. And it keeps track of hundreds of different events around Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's really, really a cool calendar. How do people get copies?
Well, it can be obtained from the Aldo Leopold Foundation. Probably given that many people like to get these for Christmas gifts, You should probably order online. If you go to aldoleopold.org, I think the phenology sort of page is right front and center. You can order your calendar for $15, which includes shipping, and it'll get to you by Christmas time.
Yeah.
But probably best to do it online so that it can get on its way to you quickly.
And again, it's go to Aldo Leopold.
AldoLeopold.org, which is the Aldo Leopold Foundation website. And as soon as that page opens up, you'll see the information about the phenology calendar.
Yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful gift. We have quite a few emails that I want to get to. Carol in Wisconsin Rapids wonders if you know why so many trees retain their leaves much further into the fall this year. It happened in many areas of the state, including Wisconsin Rapids and Madison.
Well, as a wildlife biologist, I'm not that familiar with tree physiology, but I do know that this was a very unusual year for many of our common trees in Wisconsin, especially oaks. Oaks and hickories had a phenomenal masting year when they produced just an overabundance almost of acorns and hickory nuts. And this is something that these trees do not on any sort of a regular cycle. It seems to be rather irregular, but when they do, boy, can they dump the nuts. And that happened this year. And I've noticed, as the caller did, that in my neighborhood, this did correlate with the oaks, especially hanging on to their leaves a little longer than usual. And it may be that they put a lot of energy into producing all those nuts and were just a bit late physiologically dropping their leaves. And it has been a sort of an unusual fall, too, that we've had some pretty warm stretches. And
yeah,
the dropping of leaves is another one of those phenomena that has a photoperiodic component to it of day length, but it also has a weather phenomenon.
You know, I was thinking about those oaks. There are a lot of wildlife, I expect, that take good advantage of those nuts.
This is a year I know I've had many calls from people saying, where are the birds at my bird feeder? And the issue is that they don't need to be at your bird feeder. There's plenty to eat in the woods. So a good mast year is great for a lot of wildlife. Many of them do fatten up and will probably have an easier winter because of the abundance of food.
Someone asked about the Aldo Leopold Foundation itself, and we really haven't talked about the foundation. So let's talk about that, what it's about and events and so forth connected with it.
Sure. The Aldo Leopold Foundation was begun in 1982 by Aldo Leopold's five children. And their purpose was essentially to preserve their father's legacy and use it as a way to promote his land ethic. This idea that human beings are part of nature, and that since we are part of nature, we need to behave ourselves within the community of life on this planet. In the same way that people are accustomed to the idea that we live in a human community and there need to be some ethical guidelines for that community to function smoothly, there need to be some guidelines on how we live in the natural community as well. So the Aldo Leopold Foundation promotes Aldo Leopold's land ethic through his legacy of writing, his legacy of science, such as the phenology records that he kept and so on.
And you, there's a real education component to that. I mean, there, talk about some of the things you do that in that regard.
Well, most people know about Aldo Leopold because of his book, A Sand County Almanac. And much of that book, in fact, the first half of the book, is essentially a phenological record of the things that Aldo Leopold and his family were observing at the shack, which was the dilapidated chicken coop that he converted into a weekend getaway from Madison. But now, just down the road from the shack, the Aldo Leopold Foundation has its headquarters, which for many years was the greenest building in the world. So we can accommodate visitors. We can give them quite an educational experience about Aldo Leopold, as well as offering the facilities for groups to have meetings, for example, that might be take some inspiration from, mm-hmm. from Aldo Leopold and his writing. And as I said earlier, right now we're very glad to be able to host people to come and see the Sandhill Cranes that are staging right behind Aldo Leopold's shack.
And go back to that again, because when can people actually sign up to do that, or when would they go to sign up to do that?
Well, using the Phenology records, we anticipate that the Cranes are going to be out of here very soon. So this Friday and Saturday are the last two opportunities to see them. And we do have we have very few openings. We've been sold out, essentially, for these tours that I lead. But we do have a couple of openings for this Friday. So if you go online to the Aldo Leopold Foundation, maybe you might want to grab one of those open spots.
And I bet if you're there, you could probably pick up a copy or two or more of the calendar.
Absolutely. we give you plenty of opportunity. We give you wine and cheese ahead of time and give a lecture on cranes. And then we take people out to actually see the cranes.
I think that's just a wonderful, wonderful idea. And if people can't make it, once again, let's go back over how we get a copy of this wonderful calendar.
Well, it's available from the Aldo Leopold Foundation, and probably the easiest way to order it is to go online to aldoleopold.org, the Leopold Foundation's website. You can order your calendar for $15, which includes shipping, and we'll get it to you in time for Christmas stocking stuffing.
Stan, always a pleasure to talk with you. Stan Temple, our guest today. He is a professor emeritus of the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at the UW-Madison, senior fellow with the Aldo Leopold Foundation, and someone who was listening quite intently to this entire conversation was Michelle Johnson. She's in the studio with me to help talk about listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Our year-end membership drive is a time for you to think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs in 2017, and also to think about how you want to keep them going strong in 2018, and then maybe take some action. So with your gift, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Michelle, you've been nodding your head.
I've been enjoying
listening.
This conversation very much this morning. And you know what I've been thinking about is just what a treasure this program is. I mean, where else on the radio are you going to get practical advice on everything from cars to computers, a direct line to expertise, and then all this crowdsourced wisdom about where we live? I mean, I think of this as I think of the Larry Miller Show as a real sense of place radio. And if you, like me, if you've traveled around the country and you've listened to public radio in other places, I'm willing to bet that you come back home to Wisconsin with a renewed sense of appreciation about just how special the Larry Miller Show is and just how special Wisconsin Public Radio is. And so I want you to take that, take a moment to think about that, and then Larry's going to tell you about how you can take some action.
Yeah, you can take some action right now, as a matter of fact. Just choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. We're making a little progress as well, Michelle, in our calls.
We are, and thank you so much to those of you who have called or gone online and made a pledge already this hour. Thank you so much. We are looking for 22 more pledges before the end of the hour. Now, I know we can do that. We can do that with your help. This is the moment for you to step up and support the radio service that you love.
And certainly thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, you can help pay for the programs you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Just a quick reminder that in this season of giving, the impact of your pledge right now goes beyond great radio to those who are in need in your area. So you can ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month to WPR.
Yeah, your thank you gift will provide meals to Wisconsin Food Bank, one located near you. So you can do two good things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888 202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
Certainly my education, but hopefully it's going to be worth it and going towards a good cause.
Rent, for sure.
Every time I turn around, my automobile insurance is increasing.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
And you can do that by going to WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our year-end membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Maybe it's something else. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. And because the single largest source of our funding is listeners, your gift is really important for the WPR programs you enjoy.
So help keep WPR strong as we enter 2018. Become a first-time donor or make an extra year-end gift right now to support the programs that you value so much. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let me see here. We've got 21 more pledges to go and about, I'd say, 17 minutes or so to get them. This year-end membership drive is the latest or the last pledge drive of our centennial year. And, you know, your gift today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And remember that during this pledge drive, you can do two good things at once. Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month, and you will be providing meals for those who are in need where you live. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account, or you can use your credit card as well. Get started at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now.